Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
A Dublin community has been mourning a shopkeeper who passed away on Sunday shortly after chasing a suspected shoplifter. Akram Hussein had worked in Centra in Drumcondra, where he was hailed as the world's best shopkeeper by the local community. A book of condolence has seen tributes pouring in, and a fundraising page has raised thousands of euros to support his family back in Bangladesh. Drive Time's Della Kilroy reports.
He was just always in good humour. He was nice to everybody, kind to all the old people, and he's just a light has gone out in Drumcondra. We miss him terribly.
I'm in Drumcondra village, north of Dublin city centre, where the community are mourning their local shopkeeper, Akram Hussein. The 42-year-old father fell ill last weekend, shortly after following a suspected shoplifter from the centre where he'd worked for 16 years.
I always found very friendly, interesting people, you know.
Well, I've known Akram for the past 10 or 12 years. He was a gentleman every time I saw him, and he'll be sorely missed.
Oh, he was a great friend. Myself and himself used to discuss horses regular. Oh, he was a pure gentleman.
Journalist Keenan Brennan was in the shop on Sunday and wrote about Akram's impact on the community in the Irish Examiner.
It was pure chance. I walked into the shop at around 8:30. I think I sanitised my hands, and then I just noticed that there was not a commotion, but there were four people standing and one on the ground just outside the post office section. Dawned on me that the one on the ground was the manager of the shop, Akram. Well, he was receiving CPR, I could see that. It was from a shop customer who I found out afterwards was a surgeon, and the two others were nurses, and they were all people who knew Akram. He knew who everybody was, and with children he was exceptional. I'd be in with my own daughter and he would just go, "Hello, my darling," and I knew he was Bangladeshi, but I didn't realise that he was married and that he had a son and a mother and a sister, I believe, and that he had been sending his salary home since he got here about 15 or 16 years ago, and that he has not been home. He hadn't been home since.
You wrote that he was universally loved. What's been the reaction from the community?
I got an email last night from somebody in a very senior position in Ireland who had known him for years, just mentioned how good he'd been to their parents. And it might seem maybe a bit extreme that a shopkeeper in a small shop in Dublin could be held in such high esteem, but he clearly was.
Tributes to Akram have been pouring in all week. Peggy Gork owns the Centra store where Akram worked.
Well, on Sunday there was an incident where somebody took something in the shop, and he did go outside, but I wouldn't feel that was responsible for his death in any way, because apparently it has transpired since that he hadn't been feeling well. Oh, it's been a terrible shock for the employees. Yeah, very, very. And they've been brilliant as well.
What kind of things have you been hearing from the community since then?
I have to say, the amount of tears that have been shed up there is just incredible. If it wasn't for COVID, we'd be all up there hugging. It's very difficult because people have asked us what the arrangements are, and as far as we know, his body will be brought back to Bangladesh. But it is impossible, to my knowledge at the moment, that we will be able to do something.
Peggy also showed me the book of condolences where locals have left tributes.
We're looking at all the entries here in the condolences book here in the shop in Drumcondra. There's one here that brings tears to my eyes every time I see it. It's from a girl called Kathleen. So I'll read it. "You always put a smile on my face, no matter how you were feeling. I used to sit outside with a cup, and no matter what, you always used to put a smoke into it and ask me how my son was." But I think particularly, you know, this shows people would give her a few bob or a cup of coffee or a sandwich. But Akram, like, he even knew about her son, which I thought was beautiful.
Local Julie Walsh set up a fundraising page to help raise funds to support Akram's wife and teenage son back in Bangladesh. So far, close to €30,000 has been donated.
My memories stem back from when I had my first child. My eldest is nearly 16 years old now, and I used to bring him in, and he knew him by first name, and he would give him a little lollipop. Then it progressed to jellies, and I'm sure Peggy and Nathie are wondering where their profits have gone on all the sweets and lollipops that Akram would give all the children. He just loved everybody, and you felt as if he was personally your friend, and coming into Centra will never be the same without his smiley face here. A few of us got together and decided the best way to remember him and a tribute to him would be to set up an I Donate fund. And we all sat at home watching the figures go up and go up. Initially, we had set a target of 5,000, or over 29,000 is where we're at today. The funds will mainly go to helping to rear his son and education, as Akram would have been sending over funds quite regularly to his family. So it will relieve the burden on them at the moment, which will be a huge help for them. And we do plan on sending over photographs as well, so they'll know really the impact he had on the Irish community. The love for him is just sincerely, it's incredible.
And that was Drumcondra local Julie Walsh ending that report from Della Kilroy. And indeed, we're getting texts already from listeners talking about Akram and their experiences with him. He was a lovely, lovely man, says one of our listeners.